Now we have, next, beginning of verse 23, it's concerning Damascus. And Damascus is said to be the oldest city today. Of course, there are many other cities that make that claim that they are the oldest city. But Damascus probably has some right to it. But here's a prophecy against it, and that the city would be destroyed. It has been destroyed, and it has shifted its position several times. But the name Damascus continues on with the city, and it is today the capital of Syria. Now you have prophecies against two very prosperous places, although we know so little about them. It's against Kedar and also Hazor. And it's concerning Kedar and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall smite. And he did that. And then also in verse 34, there is a prophecy against Elam, so that there is no place for this remnant to turn to, because all of these nations are to suffer the like fate of the nation Israel. So the remnant, they looked in every direction except up, and they never turned to God. But then they made off down to the land of Egypt. And it's always been to me a very strange thing how these people have always been lured in that direction. Abraham went off to Egypt. It was true also of his son Isaac, and also of his son Jacob, and also of his son Joseph. And of course, these are sons, grandsons, great-grandsons, and great-great-grandsons. But they're all in his line, and they all ran off to the land of Egypt. That's where they ended up. And we find that the nation Israel again and again made peace with him. And they're still having trouble with him, by the way.